Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all very, very much. And this is indeed a great honor today, and one that I never really expected to have. This is quite a thing to have a great big city airport like this named after you. And I appreciate that very much. Now, Annie and I go back a long ways with this airport. When I was a boy, we grew up about 70 miles straight east of here in New Concord. And when we would come to Columbus, I would always prevail upon my parents to stop by the airport before we were driving back toward Zanesville and New Concord. And it was to stop over here by the old tower that is still sitting over in the southeast corner of the field, and stand along the fence there and watch the airplanes. And there weren't as many of them then as there are now. And it was something, though, I was fascinated with. And the airliners of the day were the old DC-3, which was the standard airliner. And there was only one airline in Columbus then, and that was TWA, which stood at that time for Transcontinental and Western Air, later to become Transworld Airlines. And it was we'd watch those planes come and go. But it was later on when we were in college and the day I remember very well was the day of Pearl Harbor, and that changed the whole course of things. And after that, then through World War II and the Korean War, there were many times when we had tearful departures or homecoming at that old terminal over there that still sits in the southeast corner of the airport. So we have a lot of wonderful emotional memories of that time period. And I remember very well the very first time I ever flew on an airline coast to coast, and it was on TWA, on one of those old DC-3 airplanes. And I remember the route, I remember part of it, I hope I don't forget some of it, but the route went to get to the West Coast from Columbus on the airlines was you went from Columbus to Indianapolis, to St. Louis, Kansas City, Dallas, El Paso, Albuquerque, and Los Angeles. And it took 24 hours to get there, something we find almost ridiculous these days when we have direct service. Some of my son and his family ride occasionally from their home out in California near Oakland to Columbus, direct flights back and forth. So things have changed a lot since those days. And later, when I was in the Senate, then Annie and I wanted to keep flying, and we bought a Beechcraft Baron, which we based in Columbus here out of Lane Aviation, right down the flight line here. Frank Lane was one of the first fixed base operators here in Columbus, and so we flew our own plane in and out of here several hundreds of times. But it came a time when I was getting a little older, and I thought I would set an objective to fly until I was 90. And I thought if I could just maintain physical flight condition up to that time, that would be pretty good. Well, and that's the way it worked out. At 90, we finally sold the airplane. When I was 90, we sold the airplane. And it was good because as you get older, there are difficulties begin to creep up on you physically that I had problems with, like a lot of old folks do. My sight, I had a small stroke, and I had macular degeneration, which has affected my eyesight. And I only have about, a fourth or a third of my vision left that I used to have. So if some of you today were friends that I haven't seen for a while, if when you came up to me here, I didn't immediately recognize you, that's the reason my vision is not what it used to be. But that's something that happens as we get older. So we were able, though, to be part of that history from the days when we were kids down in New Concord, be part of the history of this airport and watch how it has expanded. And in the meantime, I was in the two wars, in World War II and in the Korean War, and went in and out of here many times under orders going back and forth to the Pacific during those war years. So, you know, I think there were a couple of little stories I might tell briefly. They talk about it, as you get older, your faculties dim somewhat, and you get less understanding, perhaps, of everything immediately as you have been accustomed to. And they tell the story about the three old gentlemen who are walking down the street, and one of them, in a loud voice so that the others would hear okay, said, "It's windy." And the second one looked at him and said, "Oh no, it's Thursday." And the third one looked at him and said, "Oh, me too, let's go get a beer." So you have to adjust as time goes on. But with my sight being what it is, I cannot drive anymore or read. And so maybe it's lucky because there's another little story too about the elderly gentleman who started to drive downtown, and he's gone about 10 minutes. He gets a call on the car radio, and it's his wife, and she says, "Oh, Fred, please be careful, because I just saw on TV that there's a car driving the wrong way on the freeway." And he said, "There's not one, there are hundreds of them." So as you get old, you do have to adjust. And I just thought those illustrate the point a little bit. But it is a problem on this when you can no longer drive or read the newspaper, and when your eyesight is bad, when you only have a portion of your former vision, it means you really have to adjust. And so we've tried to do that. Annie paid a little bit, they paid a little bit of tribute to Annie earlier, and I would back that up. Annie and I have been married for 73 years. And that's a long time, but but I've been able to bear it, you know. But anyway, it is a real pleasure to have all of you here, and so many of you here that I know that, and I'm sorry that my sight is such that I am not maybe as conversant as I once was, but it's a real pleasure to be here and to accept this great honor, and it is a great honor to me to have this field with my name on it. It's not just that, though. As we mentioned earlier, one of the things that I think is most important about something like this, other than just honoring me, is the fact that it may draw attention for some of our young people and whet their interest and develop their interest in knowing that they, in their time, can do as many new things as have been done in aviation and in flying in the past, and to develop even new ways of having people to fly and to carry on commerce as we do with this great airport. So thank you all very, very much for being here today, and I appreciate all of you coming out, and it's an honor that I accept humbly but with great gratitude, because it means a lot to have this field that we've been associated with for such a long time, to have a closer relationship with this field. So for all the nice words and the kind words that have been said this morning, thank you all very much, and thank you all for being here. Thank you very much.